Critical stellar central densities drive galaxy quenching in the nearby universe, by Bingxiao Zhu et al. We study the structural and environmental dependence of the star formation on the plane of stellar mass versus central core density, sigma 1 kilopercent in the nearby universe. We study the central galaxies in the sparse environment and find a characteristic population averaged sigma 1 kilopercent approximately 10 to the power of 9 minus 10 to the power of 9.2 MSU in KPC2, above which quenching is operating. This sigma caret crit 1 kilopercent only weakly depends on the stellar mass, suggesting that the mass quenching of the central galaxies is closely related to the processes that operate in the central region of galaxies. For satellites, at a given stellar mass, environment quenching appears to operate in a similar fashion as mass quenching in centrals, also starting from galaxies with high sigma 1 kpc to low sigma 1 kpc, and sigma caret crit 1 kilopercent becomes strongly mass-dependent, in particular in dense regions. This is because, 1, more low-mass satellites are quenched by the environmental effects in denser regions and, 2, at fixed stellar mass and environment, the environment-quenched satellites on average have, larger sigma 1 kpc, m1 kpc, MISTA, Cercik index nn as well as smaller size. These results imply that either some dynamical processes change the structure of the satellites during quenching or the satellites with higher sigma 1 kilopercent are more susceptible to the environmental effects. This was Critical Stellar Central Densities Drive Galaxy Quenching in the Nearby Universe, by Bingxiao Zhu et al.